Swan Hills, Barrhead. Four copper thieves connected to oil site thefts in the Swan Hills area will be appearing in Barrhead Provincial Court over the next month and a half. A release from Alberta RCMP states four individuals were arrested, in the act, by Swan Hills members on June 12. Along with targeted proactive police enforcement, the assistance of our community members, local businesses and their employees, local hunters and hunters from out of the community, the Swan Hills RCMP, spearheaded by Const. Kevin Chopik, were able to successfully apprehend and charge these four individuals, the release states. The Swan Hills RCMP would like to thank our community for their support and assistance in this investigation. Noting that Swan Hills RCMP has seen a 22% increase in reports of oil site thefts over the past 2 months, the release indicates they are still investigating how many oil site thefts this group may be responsible for. If anyone has any information regarding this investigation or any other crime, please contact the Swan Hills RCMP at 780-333-4450. If you wish to remain anonymous, you may also contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or go online at www.p3tips.com. You may also use the P3 Tips app available through the Apple App or Google Play Store. Jason Burke, 37, of Red Deer, is charged with breaking and entering, mischief over $5,000, possession of stolen property under $5,000, possession of break-in instruments and obstructing a peace officer. Scott Dolbeck, 51, of Edmonton, has been charged with breaking and entering, mischief over $5,000, possession of stolen property under $5,000 and failure to comply with release conditions. Burke and Dolbeck were released on conditions and will appear in Barrhead Provincial Court on June 28 and July 26, respectively. Charlie Russell, 61, of Kavanaugh, and Dana Tipper, 23, of Edmonton, were also charged with breaking and entering, mischief over $5,000, possession of stolen property under $5,000 and possession of break-in instruments. Both Russell and Tipper were released on conditions and will appear in Barrhead Provincial Court July 26. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.